理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 11 Emma realized that Mr. Elton must now pursue Harriet himself. Emma should no longer be involved in their love affair. Besides, she had something else to occupy her time for the next 10 days. Her sister, Isabella, and her husband, Mr. John Knightley, were coming for a visit with their children. The Knightleys had not come to Hartfield in quite a while, so Mr. Woodhouse was particularly excited for the visit. Mrs. John Knightley was a gentle little woman. She had friendly, quiet manners, similar to her father's. She worried about her children often and respected her husband. Mr. John Knightley was a tall, clever gentleman. He was intelligent and quick, two qualities his wife did not have. His sister-in-law, Emma, noticed that he offended his wife, although Isabella herself did not. Mr. Knightley was not patient with Mr. Woodhouse's strange habits, although he cared deeply about his father-in-law. Soon after the family arrived at the Woodhouses, they all sat down together. Mr. Woodhouse sighed and shook his head.
Ah, poor Miss Taylor.
Oh, yes, cried Isabella. You and poor Emma. What a sad loss for you both. But do you see her often? Asked Isabella.
Not nearly enough.
Oh, Papa. We see either Mr. or Mrs. Weston every day. Usually we see them both, replied Emma.
Yes, we do see Mrs. Weston often, but she must always leave again,
said Mr. Woodhouse sadly. But, Papa, Mr. Weston would be so upset if she did not return. You forgot about poor Mr. Weston, Emma reminded her father. Mr. John Knightley soon interrupted.
I, being a husband, should remind you that a man needs his wife around him.
I believe Miss Taylor is the most fortunate woman in the world, except for her leaving Hartfield, added his wife. Chapter 12 That night, Mr. John Knightley's older brother, George Knightley, came for dinner. Mr. Woodhouse was unhappy there was another dinner guest on Isabella's first night in Hartfield, but Emma thought it was proper to invite Mr. Knightley. The last time Emma had spoken with Mr. Knightley, they had quarreled about Emma's plans for Harriet. He was still upset that Emma had encouraged Harriet to refuse Mr. Martin's marriage proposal. When Mr. Knightley came to the house, Emma believed their quarreling was finished. We think alike about our nephews and nieces, but our opinions on men and women are sometimes very different, Emma told her brother-in-law.
Perhaps if you stopped with your silly matchmaking, we might never disagree,
he replied. If we disagree, it must be because I am wrong.
Yes, that's true. Remember, I was 16 years old when you were born.
21 years have passed since then. I think my understanding has improved since I was born.
Yes. However, I still have 16 years more experience than you, dear Emma.
That's true, agreed Emma. But I want to know that Mr. Martin is not very disappointed.
A man cannot be more disappointed,
was his answer. Indeed, I am very sorry for him. Now let us be friends again. The rest of the evening was quiet and peaceful. The two Mr. Knightleys talked together about business. Mr. Woodhouse had a long talk with Isabella, and Emma occasionally joined one or the other conversation.
My poor Isabella,
said Mr. Woodhouse.
How long since you have come to Hartfield? You must be so tired after your long journey here. I was so upset that your family went to Southend instead of coming here last autumn. I think going to the sea can be dangerous.
Our doctor, Mr. Wingfield, recommended that the children go, particularly for the little Bella's throat, replied Isabella.
My dear, but Dr. Perry believes the sea will not improve anyone's health. I am sure it almost killed me once.
Please, let's not talk about the sea now, cried Emma. I envy you, Isabella. I have never seen the sea.
Mr. Perry will come here tomorrow. You should let him look at little Bella's throat,
suggested Mr. Woodhouse. Her throat is so much better since her visit to the sea. Now there is no need to see a doctor, replied Isabella.
Now, I think your family is not looking well. Perhaps Dr. Perry should check on you all.
Mr. Wingfield takes great care of us. He said we are in excellent health. But you do think Mr. Knightley is looking ill? Asked Isabella.
He is indeed not looking well. Isabella,
exclaimed Mr. John Knightley,
concern yourself with the children. Let me look as I choose. But still, Dr. Perry was surprised you decided to go to Southend. He thought it would be unhealthy for the children,
interrupted Mr. Woodhouse.
Mr. Perry,
said Mr. John Knightley angrily,
should not speak his opinions unless they are asked for.
Mr. Woodhouse was quite troubled that Mr. Knightley would speak so angrily about his dear friend Mr. Perry. Chapter 13. During the Knightley family visit to the Woodhouse home, the family was invited to the West End's house for a Christmas dinner. Harriet, Mr. Elton, and Mr. George Knightley would take a carriage together and meet the Woodhouses and the Knightleys at the West End's home. Unfortunately, Harriet was ill that day and was not allowed to leave her bed. Harriet was quite disappointed and cried many tears. Emma told her that Mr. Elton would be rather upset, as well that Harriet could not join them. When Emma left Harriet, she met Mr. Elton, who was coming to ask about Harriet's illness.
A sore throat? I hope we are not soon ill,
exclaimed Mr. Elton. Mr. Elton, you look ill yourself. Perhaps you should stay home, Emma calmly suggested. Mr. Elton looked confused and did not know how to answer. He was grateful for Emma's care, but was still quite interested in going to the Westons for the evening. Emma was pleased with herself for giving Mr. Elton a reason to stay near Harriet, to watch over her all evening. I will tell Mr. and Mrs. Weston you are ill. You will feel better tomorrow, Emma told the disappointed Mr. Elton. However, Mr. George Knightley soon offered to take Mr. Elton to the Westons if he was not too ill. Mr. Elton looked delighted at Mr. Knightley's offer. Emma was confused that Mr. Elton would choose to leave Harriet alone ill. Mr. Elton left them to say goodbye to Harriet. Emma thought to herself, well, Mr. Elton is very much in love with Harriet, but still cannot refuse a dinner invitation. After a few minutes, John Knightley began to speak.
Mr. Elton seems to be in love with you. He takes every suggestion you offer with great consideration.
Me? Emma replied with a smile. Do you think Mr. Elton is in love with me?
It is possible. You should think about how you speak to him because your behavior encourages him.
Mr. Elton and I are very good friends and nothing more. And she walked on, amused at Mr. Knightley's words. He obviously did not understand the situation between Mr. Elton and Harriet. Mr. Woodhouse was so excited about the visit that he ignored the cold weather. which would usually quite upset him. Mr. John Knightley, however, was not pleased with the long journey.
"We should stay home in this terrible weather. It is snowing at this moment. There is no reason why we should have to leave our warm homes to travel a great distance in this weather for a 5-hour visit."
As they arrived, Emma saw Mr. Elton waiting, smiling with pleasure. Emma was surprised that Mr. Elton could be so content with Harriet, at home ill with a fever. "Before we left, Harriet's nurse told me she was not feeling better today," Emma informed him.
"Oh, no. I went to visit her this morning and was told that she is much worse. But I thought that your morning visit would cure her,"
Mr. Elton replied. "Yes, but we will miss her tonight."
"Of course, she will be missed every moment,"
Mr. Elton sighed. Emma was disappointed to find that only a few seconds after his last statement, he began to speak of other things with excitement in his voice.